Buckle up, gym owners, because you're about to take the daily drive. This podcast is the perfect pit stop to fuel your gym's growth, because each day you're going to get a brand new episode that is just 5 minutes or less. Whenever you tune in, turn it up and let's rev up your gym's growth. Don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review.
I'm not someone who's a fan of hard closing or high pressure sales. In fact, the way I teach to do sales is very non-salesy. However, one of the things I've noticed that my clients struggling with is they actually need to be slightly more pushy with sales. What I mean by that is they're not going for the ask. They're taking someone right to the edge without making that one final push. Sometimes that means making this specific ask. Sometimes that means re-asking in a different way. Here's what I mean. One, use an assumptive close. Rather than saying, would you like to go through with a membership? Would you like to buy a membership? You should ask which one of these two options is going to be best for you, assuming they're going to go through with the close. I also have a lot of clients recently who are closing via text message or DM, which is awesome. However, they're getting stuck at one critical place. Maybe they've already made the ask, and then someone comes back and says, I'm not sure, or these options sound good, which isn't really a direct answer. And from there, there's absolutely no feedback. There's no ask made again. The gym owner just sits there waiting, hoping, praying that someone is gonna close the sale. Instead, a follow-up ask or second ask is needed. Should I go ahead and process that membership option we discussed? Remember, the most important part of the sales process is the ask, being able to ask in the right way and ask with confidence. Again, if you want my entire sales training that's so non-salesy and easy an admin with no prior sales experience could do it, head on over to my free Facebook community for gym owners. I'll see you back here tomorrow.